Welcome to TechNori Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, innovators. For those tuning in for the first time, what is TechNori? Well, put simply, TechNori is where startup companies come to showcase. Since 2010, nearly 300 companies have been featured, and to date, they've gone on to raise more than $260 million in funding. Absolutely incredible. Joining us today is Lisa Strassman, the president of NCSASports.org. I think a lot of people, myself included, have lots and lots of friends who are athletes and wonder how does that translate into the jobs and how do they use that and take advantage and how do universities get more involved with helping their student athletes get jobs. I think you're the person to bring in and talk about that. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So I guess right off the bat, why don't you, before we get into kind of your journey and things, why don't you get into a little bit about what you guys do as a company, as an organization?
Sure. So what we do at NCSA is help high school student athletes who want to play their sport in college. So we assist them throughout all facets of the recruiting process and help them really manage the entire recruiting process, including getting matched with the right college or university for them. So you can kind of think of it like Match.com for college coaches and high school student athletes, where we will tell you what the right match is, which schools might be the best fit for you, and then actually help you to make those connections with the college coaches.
You know what's funny? I completely like missed on what I was thinking you guys were doing. I had a bunch of friends. This is two friends who played basketball at Marquette University. Now I understand what they were talking about, because I actually called one of them the other day and was like, hey, have you ever heard of this? When Heather actually sent this to me and said, hey, you should talk about this. And Matt Mackey was telling me essentially that there is this system where he had no idea where they would play. They were good players, Division One players, but not from a school that is like regularly recruited. They didn't really have any idea of like what the process would be like.
Right.
So now that I have you sitting here, like it sunk in finally, like I get it. I totally could have used this in high school. Like, I was a good athlete, but I had no idea how to go through that process.
Well, and that's what so many kids find is that, there's always, most teams have like the blue chip kids who are going to go to a top D1 program. And that's what most people know.
Well, those guys, are going to, like, the talent like that, they always find you. Like, you're not going to have a hard time finding, like, the guys on TV being covered by Preps Plus and things. Like, schools find them, but it's everybody else. Like, where would they even go?
Right. And that's where, so many kids just think if they're not that blue chip athlete that they don't have a shot. And the reality is there's thousands of programs that are looking for athletes to fill their roster spots. And so there's a ton of opportunity for everybody else to play. It's just a matter of knowing really what the right schools for you to pursue are, so you can really be efficient and effective in your recruiting process.
So kind of walk me through how this works. If I am, let's use a hypothetical. Let's say that I was a very good golfer in high school. I was competitive at the state level. I did not get along with my coach. He did not turn all my scores in, and I didn't have a lot of options, let's just say. I'm not calling anyone out. Let's just say that. How would I, do I make contact with you? And then how does the process go?
Yeah, so the first thing you would do is you would make contact with us, but really the way you would do that is by starting your digital recruiting profile.
Yep.
So every high school athlete needs to have a profile, which is really like your athletic resume. So you would create that profile, which would include all of your golf statistics, but also your academics,
yep,
personal statements, so college coaches can get to know really who you are. And so that's the first step, and that gives you an online presence so that college coaches can find you. And if they're looking for, golfers from Illinois or wherever you went to high school, you would show up for them. But then from there, what we do is we will really take in all of your measurables, athletically and academically, of course, and then also your preferences. So what types of schools you want to go to? Are you open to a national search? Do you only want to look at, stay in the Midwest? Big schools, small schools.
We're LSU, all of that's where I wanted to go. LSU.
Well, so part of what we do is also expectation setting with families.
I was good. I wasn't like, maybe that good, but I was good.
But we really do spend a lot of time talking families through, you might not be going to Stanford or Notre Dame, but here's some other Division I schools that might be more accessible. Here's Division III opportunities and what they look like. But then we match up that student athlete's interests and their profile with what college coaches are looking for. So you might be a perfect fit for LSU, but they've already filled their roster. And we'd be able to say,
shucks,
here's other schools just like that that you could pursue.
Ole Miss. So in this process, do I have communication with mostly you guys, or is there communication with coaches? I mean, I feel like with something like this, again, not to put it in a corner, but like the blue chip, the ones who are state, like they're winning state titles and things like that, I feel like the coaches, all their staffs are already reaching out to you directly. I feel like they wouldn't want maybe a person who's not quite LSU ready for golf to be reaching out to them cold calling. So they have, you know, sort of you as a perfect person to sort of be the middle person there.
Yeah, to some degree. So college coaches really do, though, want to communicate directly with the athlete.
Yeah.
So we're steering our kids not to be contacting schools that they never would have
correct,
a realistic
yeah.
chance of playing with or of playing at. But if it's a school that actually is on your target list, we'll help make that initial connection. From there, it's really important that the student athlete is really maintaining that contact with the college coach. The college coach doesn't want to talk to a third party. They don't want to talk to mom and dad. They want to talk to the athlete. Now, sometimes they'll contact us with some questions or to get more information, but our goal is really to make that initial connection. And then from there, the athlete needs to be the one really communicating with the coach.
Yeah.
And then even for the blue chip kids, a lot of people think that they just have this magical recruiting process, but we have a lot of former NFL players actually on our staff, and it's astounding to hear what challenging recruiting processes many of them had. And in some cases, even if you're that good, you're not necessarily going to get discovered, depending on where you play in high school and your situation. But even if you do, recruiting is extremely stressful. So even with those kids, we actually help guide them and mentor them through the process so that they can make the best possible choice for them. Because we believe college, where you go to school and where you play your sport at school, it's not a four-year decision. It's a 40-year decision. It's one of the most important decisions you're going to make in your life. So even if you have multiple scholarship offers, thinking them through and really making sure you wind up at a school that you would love, get a great education at, graduate from, and enjoy. If God forbid you got hurt and never got to play your sport, that's a really important part of what we do as well.
I guess, you know, I think of this very similar to recruiting and working with startup companies here in Chicago. Like if you're going to give everything up, this is your like one chance to do something. It makes sense to know if there's other people like you on that team, or if there's too many people like you on that team or not enough, like what your value is, so that before you join up with somebody, you know, like, am I going to get playing time?
Exactly.
If the coach says to me, not to rip on coaches, but they're notoriously like, yeah, you're the best to everyone. So to have somebody who sort of like takes my side almost a little bit and says, listen, you know, this is the reality. This team, first off, you know, you're a B-plus player, not an A player. And second, you know, the teams that you're looking for all have 40 wide receivers and you're, you know, 41. So maybe you should look at other places. I think it really gives an educational component to kids and a tool that would have been pretty incredible, because granted, it is a different time now from when I was, you know, in high school in 2002, where we didn't have like, you have Google, but like you couldn't, I didn't know any colleges that weren't on game day, you know, college game day. I just didn't even know they existed. So to have been able to turn to you and you say, listen, even if your coaches and people, you know, AAU teams, whatever, are not doing enough to promote you, you can put together a highlight reel, put together some stats, compile a couple news articles, whatever you can, put your GPA, all the things you're looking for, and compile it into this list, and we'll see what comes up.
Yep.
That's
exactly.
Awesome. That is absolutely awesome. How long have you guys been in business, and how many athletes have you seen kind of come through?
Yeah, so NCSA was founded in 2000. We've been growing every year since. We've helped over 100,000 student athletes play at the next level. Just in 2016 alone, we sent 24,000 kids to go play their sport in college. That runs across 29 different sports and all divisions.
Who's the biggest name, if you can say, that was at NCAA?
Oh, that's a good question. Brian Balaga was one of our student athletes.
That's awesome. Very cool. Man, anyone going to Northwestern? Any good ones?
You know, I'm not sure in this year's class, but we have
I'm breaking news here.
Over the years, and we have a bunch of former Northwesterners on our staff as well.
Very cool. Very cool. This is fascinating. I would love to have you sort of be able to get in touch with a lot of the people. I know the listeners here, there are plenty of young people in high schools and in colleges that are probably perfect for you, and definitely parents of kids who are perfect for you. Where do people go to learn more about this and get more involved and sort of follow you guys and find out how to get in contact with you?
Yeah, I would love that and be happy to talk to anybody. Our website is ncsasports.org. And my personal email is, you can do Lisa@ncsasports.org, and happy to answer any questions.
Very cool. Awesome. Thank you, Lisa, so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You can stream this episode and more on technori.com. You can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other Tech Bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter @technori, or follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.